This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a fun day, guys. We have some more Would You Rathers. You guys seem to like those. Would you rather spicy chicken wings or no seasoning at all?
Spice.
No seasoning.
You ever really had a spicy chicken wing with nothing on it?
Yeah.
That's
blank.
That's trifling.
Gamey. Yeah.
That's trifling.
All right, if you had to give something up, would you rather give your arms up or your legs? You had to get something up on your body. Arms or legs?
Oh, hell no. I'm not giving
walking
I'm running.
Something
I'm
can't grab?
Nothing.
What?
No. I'm running, so y'all have to catch me. Then y'all make the decision. But I'm getting the hell up out this room right here.
I'm either walking up to something I can't grab, or I'm crawling up to something I can grab.
That's, yeah, when you do the math, no, that's what it
I'ma
is.
I'm going to just enjoy the blessing. I don't think that's a very good what if.
Now you sound, what would you rather? Now you sound like your nephew judging, all right? These are just questions.
Just which one? It's no arms questions. Or no legs. Just a question.
I have to go with no arms.
Okay. No arms.
Well, this what I do. I'll give you one arm and one leg. I'm going to be able to do something. I'm going to be able to hop over there and hold on to you something here. I'm going to give you one arm and one leg.
But they need to be on opposite sides. They need to be on opposite sides.
See how it comes together when you don't judge? All right.
Right.
Here's one.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have an unlimited amount of money but be alone just by yourself, or would you rather be broke and have tons of friends and family? Which one?
Unlimited.
Rich and by yourself forever.
I want to be rich and by myself. Yes.
Take that.
You know how many people I can. You know how many people I can pay to come over today? Man, I'm not finna have a whole lot of bunch of broke ass friends. We all sitting around, anybody got nothing? No, hell no.
But you come used to be to that, and you made it, so you can make it.
I'm gonna give you $250,
right?
Man. Come talk to me.
No, sure. I used to be that and escaped it.
Right. So you
but you have really good friends and family. You talk about all
love,
your friends.
I got some dear friends, man. I got you some, and they all coming in May. I got some dear friends.
Uh-huh.
And they
your
all
boys.
Coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 15 of us. Yeah, we gather every year, man.
Uh-huh.
Celebrate over 50. This year will be 51 years of friendship with most of them.
Wow.
And then there's two of them that's coming. We've been friends for 64 years now.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah, man.
So is it just the guys, or is it a couples thing, or what is it? Just you and the guys?
Oh, hell like no. Ain't no way in the hell I'm bringing their wives down here.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, why not?
It ain't fun.
No, it's not fun with the wives, Tommy.
Nope. Nope. It's not.
So you just want to be rich and by yourself.
But no, man, it's got to, because me and my fellas, man, like one of my frat bros put his wife on the phone and she said, "So Steve, so we not going to ever be able to come and see your ranch." I said, "Well, you know, listen," I said, "my wife not going to be there, but she can come too." I said, no, that ain't, it's just for the bros. So, and I was sitting on the front porch of the lodge, and bro said, "Love, why you look like that?" I said, "Man, I just got off the phone with so-and-so's wife, man. She tried to invite herself." He said, "Man, we ain't doing that. Who did?" Boy, they cussed him out so bad. He said, "Man, get your wife. Quit calling Love about the foolish, man. We ain't bringing them down here, dog." Don't they nobody want their wife to... Look, man, this is... All we do, fish, eat, drink, cigars, and stories. That's all it is. Be a couple almost fights break out there now and then. That's it.
What are you fighting about?
You threw that in there. You
know, yes.
Yeah, because they still dudes, you know, and they still, you know, they think they're young and then they get to drinking and next thing you know.
So I heard my wife talking to one of her girlfriends. I think I'm going to start taking up golf. I was like, I'm going to quit playing.
Why can't you play golf with your wife? What's the big deal?
And I'm going to quit playing.
Tommy, this is a problem, okay?
That's 4-5 hours of man stuff right
now.
That's
man.
Four, come on, man.
Women play golf? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not going to play golf with my wife for 5 hours. I'm not going to do that.
What is the problem, though? Tell me.
Marjorie got 3 brand new sets of golf clubs.
Yes.
I want to play golf, too.
Marjorie got about 10, 12 nice little golf outfits.
Let's go, ladies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I ain't been out there now.
Exactly. So, I buy her the outfits when I got a tournament. Come on out, baby. Let's roll. I'm good with that. But going on a regular basis with my boys? No, we are not doing that.
Hell no.
I'm
going to
call Jay.
I didn't know that was the problem. Yeah, we should. You know what, Carla? We should do our own ladies' golf tournament.
And that's
yeah, y'all should.
Your own.
Yeah, y'all should.
Yeah. And then we'll come to y'all golf tournament too. Y'all don't tell us where to go.
You can come to the tournament.
Right,
you come to the tournament. When I'm out there and I'm me and the boys out there playing some golf, that's all I want. I just want me and them boys. That's all that's it.
That's all I ask. I just want my name. That's all I ask.
Baby, what club I need to
if
use?
If I see y'all driving by on the golf cart, we'll just go to the clubhouse and go to another court.
Take it. That got Steve and Tommy right there.
We going to act like we don't see them.
Take us out.
Well, y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. Y'all talk to him, really. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.